AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump is to sign a spending bill that funds 9 federal departments, including the Border Security Compromise. It does not contain all the money he wants for his wall along the border with Mexico. He tells reporters gathered in a Rose Garden,
"We're going to confront the national security crisis on our southern border, and we're going to do it one way or the other. We have to do it. Not because it was a campaign promise, which it is."
The White House says the president is to declare a national emergency to get the money for the wall. Democrats say there is no border crisis, and Trump would be using a declaration simply to sidestep Congress. And there are warnings from members of both parties on Capitol Hill. Trump's decision would open the door for future presidents to also bypass Congress when they don't get what they want. Democratic state attorneys general are considering legal action to block the president's declaration. And Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosello told Trump on Twitter, "We'll see you in court." At least 2 people are dead in a storm that set off mudslides and flooding in California. And in Sausalito, a mudslide sent a home down a hillside. Fire Battalion Chief Kai Pasquale:
"Our guys are very trained on this type of situation, and they have all the proper safety equipment. So it's better just to call 911.
A section of highway has been washed away near Los Angeles. The Weather Service says more than 9 inches of rain fell in a location in the San Bernardino Mountains. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan, on a visit to Munich, Germany, says the fight against Islamic State group has been successful in Syria and Iraq, and now is time to expand it.
"I, for one, envision an even bigger and stronger coalition going forward, one that has evolved to meet the global threat posed by ISIS's offshoots and its murderous ideology."
Shanahan says the militants are holed up in one final place in Syria. This is AP Radio News. President Trump's trade representative, Robert Lighthizer, says U.S. and Chinese negotiators made headway in talks this week in Beijing. AP's Joe McDonald reports from the Chinese capital. Another round of trade talks is set for next week.
The Chinese government says there will be more talks next week in Washington. This appears to be a sign that both sides think they're making enough progress that they need to have more discussions before the March 2nd deadline for a possible American tariff increase on Chinese imports.
And getting back to the border wall funding, the president says he will declare a national emergency using executive powers to bypass Congress to obtain more money for that wall. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has returned to work. Court says the 85-year-old justice attended a closed-door conference today. She missed 6 days of arguments as she recuperated from lung cancer surgery, which was back in December. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.